This is your Picks Now update. I'm Ken Bastida.
And I'm Elizabeth Cook. Here are some of your top headlines.
This just in, this man is behind bars, connected to a hate-related crime in the South Bay. San Jose police say James Aguirre is accused of drawing several swastika symbols on a local business there. Authorities say the crime occurred in the early morning hours on Sunday. Detectives say they followed up on several tips from the public, which led to Aguirre's arrest. And the suspect is also possibly related to other acts of vandalism at the same location just within the past 3 months.
Police in Berkeley are hoping someone recognizes this suspected peeping Tom. Surveillance video shows the man outside a home on the 1300 block of University Avenue on October 3rd. Recently, the East Bay City has had issues with peeping Toms. On Wednesday, officers arrested Sosa Jacobo. He's accused of stalking the same home more than once.
Today, Facebook announced hackers managed to steal sensitive information from up to 30 million of its user accounts. That includes usernames, phone numbers, emails, and in some cases, location, even relationship status. Facebook initially said that the recent security breach affected about 50 million accounts, but back then the company said that it didn't know if it compromised sensitive information. Facebook plans to message those whose accounts were hacked. The breach did not affect third-party apps like WhatsApp and Instagram. The social media site says the FBI is now on the case.
New details now on the scooter legal battle in San Francisco. Today, the scooter company Lime filed a temporary restraining order against the city to prevent the return of e-scooters hitting the streets on Monday. It comes after the city granted scooter permits to just two companies. Lime wasn't one of them, something they aren't too happy about. One of those companies stands by the reasons they were chosen.
We're good at maintaining them. We're good at working with our customers, and we've been very cooperative with the city in terms of sharing data and applying for permits and basically working with them so that we can grow our business in a way that works for the city.
Scoot and Skip were the two picked by the SFMTA to become a part of its 12-month pilot program for scooters. Scooters haven't been allowed in San Francisco since June 4th, partially because the SFMTA received 1,800 complaints about them in just a three-week period. In a statement, Lime feels they were treated unfairly, saying handpicking winners and losers based on unclear criteria, bias and favoritism with no transparency rarely results in the community's best interests being served, and this is no exception.
I want to take you out to a live look in Ohio, where President Trump is speaking at this hour at this Make America Great Again rally in Lebanon. This is just another one of the president's campaign stops ahead of the midterm elections.
And speaking of elections, Starbucks is doing its part to get Californians registered to vote. It's also getting some help from California's Secretary of State. Yesterday, Alex Padilla put on a green apron and served up coffee for customers to get the word out. The campaign is called Coffee and Democracy, which Padilla says is a great idea.
You know, you come to a very familiar place like a Starbucks for your morning cup of coffee with a reminder, that does tend to have its effect.
All corporate Starbucks locations in California are putting up coffee and democracy posters. They feature the state's voter registration deadline and a link to a voter registration website.
Well, a whale of a find in San Francisco's Presidio. Chopper 5 flew over this life-size art installation at Chrissy Field from the Monterey Bay Aquarium. You can see artists are putting the finishing touches on it. The piece is 82 feet long, made from recycled plastic. Now, the concept was chosen to show the connection between the endangered blue whale and all the plastic pollution in oceans around the world. It will be unveiled to the public tomorrow and will remain on display until January of next year.
Are you ready to go back to Wakanda? East Bay's very own Ryan Coogler is. He's reportedly set to direct the much-anticipated sequel to Black Panther. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the filmmaker has a deal with Marvel to write and direct the second installment. Black Panther grossed $700 million in the U.S. and more than $1.3 billion worldwide. Sources say Coogler is expected to write and script next year and possibly start production late in 2019 or early 2020. Right now, Coogler is working on LeBron James's Space Jam sequel as executive producer.
Well, you still have a chance to buy your lotto ticket. The jackpot for tonight's Mega Millions drawing is an estimated $548 million. Last time the jackpot was more than $500 million was back in July. A group of San Jose bank employees won that prize. And with a ticket purchased at Ernie's Liquors on the city's east side, the odds of winning more than 302 million to one.
We here at KPIX 5 are celebrating a big milestone this year. Our station is turning 70 years old. Throughout the years, no matter what the story, we've been right there with you.
Former KPIX 5 political reporter Hank Plant played a huge hand in that regard, and he explains what that felt like.
It was amazing. Working as a TV reporter in the Bay Area in the 70s and 80s was kind of like, I think, what it feels like to work at a startup in Silicon Valley today. I mean, you felt like hot stuff. You were the only ones doing it. Everybody was watching. There weren't a zillion channels. So you could do a story and walk down the street the next day and 10 people would stop and talk to you about that story. It was a very, very exciting time.
For more of our look back at our 70 years, check out each of our social media platforms as well as our website, kpix.com.
Uncle Vern is back, Pixies, and I know what you're thinking. It's been too long. I haven't seen you in 2 weeks. But the wait is over. Time now for Picks Sports Now. We got the NFL up top and the Raiders. And I've seen video evidence. Raider Nation all over London Town, Wembley Stadium. Better get ready for a lot of silver and black. A virtual pick'em game with the Seahawks. Glad to know the head coach is well rested.
It was a great flight. You know, I have these lay flat beds. I got to sleep next to Daryl Worley and Emmanuel Lemieux and Nick Morrow. I really enjoyed it.
Okay. When the Raiders and Seahawks hit the field Sunday, it'll be the first time Oakland running back Marshawn Lynch has played his former team. Lynch played in Seattle for 6 seasons, and his former teammates are looking forward to finally getting to hit beast mode.
When we were playing with each other, he's always talking about he's going to run me over. But, you know, we never got a chance to go against each other. So, you know, this will be his opportunity. He think we're going to go low. I'm not going low. I'm going to go high. Maybe give him a forearm. It might be a flag, though.
All right. Hey, 49ers? Yeah, great. Good line there. They got to wait till Monday to get theirs. 10-point underdogs at Green Bay. Top storyline, Aaron Rodgers and his status. Packers quarterback out of Cal. Nagging knee injury that he suffered the first week. Missed practice yesterday, was back today. His Niner coach, Kyle Shanahan, seen any drop-off in his play from watching film?
No, he's still the best or is tied for the best on the planet. So he always has been. He's the man. So I know he's not 100%. Everyone knows that. But seems to get a little bit better each week, and he's still the best. So.
Hey, NBA, Warriors tonight, they run with the Lakers in San Jose. No LeBron James. He is sitting this one out. Yet, if the first meeting on Wednesday between the two teams was any indication, wow, this matchup would keep them one of the best rivalries in the NBA. Even with the L.A. Bay Area connection, Golden State and the Lakers, boy, they've never really been a rivalry because the teams haven't been competitive at the same time. Here's Steve Kerr's take.
I'm sure the Lakers never really looked at it as a rivalry all those years when they were dominating, but this will be fun. You know, same division, and obviously, you know, both teams have a lot of talent, and atmosphere is going to be great, even in the preseason.
And today, the Warriors signed Alphonso McKinney to a 2-year minimum deal. Folks at home probably going, huh? Who? McKinney has averaged 6.5 points per game for Golden State in the preseason. Got a great story, though. He's the only pro offer that he got out of college was to play in Luxembourg. And then he made the G League, that's the developmental league, only after he paid $175 to try out for the league. And finally, my favorite segment. In fact, the Cronin doesn't even know about this, as they're going to think, oh, Vern's going off script then. Where's he going? Got a new segment. It's called Ask the Anchors. And there is no wrong question. I mean, there's no wrong answer. In this one.
Okay.
Ready to go? Here we go.
How's this?
Would you rather drive or be driven?
Drive.
Oh, drive.
Whoa, okay.
Drive.
All right, all right. Day or night?
Day.
The nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life.
Dogs or cats?
Both.
Cats.
Cats?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, I thought you had a dog guy.
We both have two cats, but
Okay. You love, what do you love more, sugar or salt?
Sugar.
Salt.
Ooh. And finally, would you rather be too hot or too cold?
I'd rather be too hot.
Yeah.
Too hot. Okay. Mm-hmm. Too hot too?
Too hot.
That, my friends, is Ask the Anchors. And wow. I know Kevin Walsh, our general manager downstairs, probably thinking, man, boy, we got to get a sponsor for that. And we're only going to do it. We're only going to do it on this webcast at 4 o'clock on Friday. It's the only time we're going
to
do it.
I love it.
Ask the Anchors.
I can't wait till next
week. Let's get a little more in depth next.
Oh, you just wait till next Friday.
No,
wait till next Friday. Here's a little preview. Ginger or Marianne?
Oh.
Don't answer. You got to wait.
I already know his answer.
Okay. There you go.
Well, I can't wait till next
Ginger,
Friday.
Ginger, of course. We stream our KPIX5 news at 5 every day on CBS.com.
And we'll be back in less than 60 minutes.
Marianne.
PIX Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area. Meet our STEM standout, Nicole Collins Puri.
TechBridge Girls is focusing on exciting, educating, and equipping girls to really see STEM as a vehicle to economic mobility and better life's chances. We're creating an environment that says, we see you, we hear you, and we understand your journey.
Chevron and KPIX 5, teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.